We're back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. We introduce everybody to Max Pedroza, part of the Post 6 squad. And Max, it's time to break out the resume. First off, what positions do you play?
I catch and I also pitch.
So you know the drill, especially with catching and pitching.
That's almost beneficial where, again, you know both sides of the ball, so you know, hey, well, I need to compliment a pitcher in this way or at least open up the glove or show off, you know, whatever's coming up, and then say for at least pitcher of, hey, I know I need to hit the mitt. That's not too bad of a at least combination, but do you kind of prefer one or the other? Do you rather be a pitcher or rather be a catcher?
That's a bit hard, but I love each one pretty much the same. I've been pitching ever for as long as I can think, and when it comes to catching, though, it's pretty new to me. I'm only doing it for about a year, but, you know, as I keep growing as a catcher, I'm starting to like it more and more, and just kind of liking, you know, what catchers do on the field and how they lead.
How many years have you been with the Post 6 family? We know that they have the kind of developmental stages to get to kind of the varsity level, but what year, so to speak, are you with within the Post 6 program?
I've been with the Post 6 program since freshman year, so this is going to be about my fourth year being with the program. Each year has been just great, and, you know, developing with Coach Lane all those years has been just phenomenal. And I think, you know, getting into this final year is just kind of, you know, it's it.
But still doing the school thing?
Oh, yeah. School, honestly.
Now, where are you going?
I'm going to Cheyenne East.
East, so you're going to be graduating here and, you know, getting that fever to graduate right now?
Oh, yeah.
Unless they don't delay it due to snow days or something like that, but either way, though. So, again, at least senior year with Cheyenne East, we know that you play baseball with Post 6, but do any other, at least, athletics there for the East High T-Birds?
No, not for the East High T-Birds. Baseball has basically been my main sport since freshman year. I didn't really kind of branch off to any other sport and kind of, you know, compete in those other ones. It's always been baseball.
So obviously, you know, with the Legion program, it's been good to you. And again, you know, you're going to get out of school here. What's next for you?
The next step is college down in Oklahoma, Murray State Community College. I'm going to play down there as both a catcher and a pitcher. Very excited for that, you know, to kind of show what I've done here and take it there initially, just kind of show them what I've done and kind of bring them, you know, the kind of grit that I have here with Cheyenne Post 6.
Well, that's definitely at least good to hear that, again, you'll be moving on, continue on doing something that you enjoy, especially on the JUCO side. But focusing on this season right now for Post 6, obviously your final year with the Sixers right now, not saying a whole lot rides on it, but have you set any kind of goals for yourself this season? You know, again, you've already committed. You're already moving on to the next level, continuing your baseball career. But have you set up any goals for yourself for this season?
Not particularly. Mainly, I'm just kind of worried about, you know, the team developing, you know, as we kind of move closer towards the end of the end of the season. And, you know, when it comes to me personally, I don't really think about it too much. It's usually, you know, what's the team going to do next? You know, what's our next step as a team? You know, how are you going to perform the next pitch, next game, next tournament?
You know, we're talking with Max Pedroza for Post 6. You know, Max, and I like the part where you said, hey, you catch and pitch. Been there, still do it. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy the catching part now because I feel that I help the pitchers because, A, I'm still studying, and I'm, you know, you came up in the first inning, you doubled off a fastball, you're up in the third inning. We're going to make sure we're not going to pipe you a fastball again. Do you feel like you're out there, you know, and again, you got to keep your eye on the whole field at all times, but do you feel like you're helping your pitchers out by setting up different targets for them, or do you keep in contact with Coach with Jade Lane? Do you talk to him a lot? By, hey, Coach, you know, we set up here and he hit that. I mean, are you always, you know, kind of sharing notes, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Jade, I do. We're always talking about, you know, what we can do to, our next time or next, I guess, approach towards a specific player on a team, and we're always talking, you know. What he tends to do as he hits, you know, what he kind of fails to do as a hitter. And, you know, we're always talking here and there. And then we're also talking about, you know, placement of the ball, why we do it, you know, what's he going to do, what's expected of him to do during that pitch. And me and Jade really just, you know, try and connect better and better, you know, each, I guess, game.
Well, you know, and it's also important flipping it around on the other side because you being a pitcher as well, you depend on your catcher. You depend on your catcher to, you know, set up zones for you and you know, and let's try to nibble some corners. But do your pitchers feel comfortable with you behind the plate?
They do. They definitely like how I set up and how I, you know, talk to them, how I feel what they should be doing as a pitcher. I'm always in connection of, you know, what they're feeling, you know, what they're feeling up there on the bump. And I'm always communicating. That's the biggest thing when it comes to that catcher pitcher connection. You know, the battery is always the biggest thing to have the best connection. And yeah, each individual pitcher that I've, I guess, been with, they've always loved what I do as a catcher and, you know, how I work hard back there for them.
Absolutely, at least for you, Max. Looking at this past weekend, as we talked with manager Ty just a few minutes ago, where he gave his thoughts on what happened this past weekend up in Casper, but from a player perspective of what you saw on the field those four games against teams that you'll see once again throughout, whether it is throughout the season or in postseason play, but what were your takeaways from this past weekend of the games that you got to be a part of?
I think we definitely came out really cold. I think, you know, some nerves kind of hit a few different players out there on the field, and I think that's what kind of just didn't really get us rolling. And I think if we, I guess, came together better as a team and kind of, you know, gave a little bit more grit out there, I think it would have definitely changed, you know, obviously the score, but kind of the atmosphere of the whole game, of us controlling it. And it definitely happened during that second day too against Casper. We just didn't come out there with, you know, meaning or intent to, you know, go out there, play hard, play clean, and, you know, go out there and battle.
When you have those slow starts to games, and obviously it's early into the season, still kind of a feeling out process of what's going to kind of work for this team, but whether it's you or just the team in general, how do you guys kind of overcome that? Is it just kind of firing, at least getting people hyped up, so to speak, looking towards one veteran, at least leadership on the team? I mean, what do you do to get out of that kind of funk, so to speak, and get rolling?
It definitely starts with, you know, I believe it starts with one of our seniors. Our seniors definitely have to kind of step up and show, you know, the younger kids, you know, how to get things rolling, you know, be the guy to, you know, get the big hit, to kind of, you know, turn things around, have us control the game. And I think during that time, we just didn't get there. We just didn't have anybody, you know, show, you know, and perform at their best. And
well, on the season, you're sitting 6-1. Again, the only loss to the Casper Oilers, a team you'll see eventually down at least in the month of May. So we'll have that opportunity to avenge that loss. But something that we ask players, whether it's basketball, hockey, and we'll do it on the baseball side, we'll challenge you as well too, Max. Obviously, here we are in the Rocky Mountain region. Rockies down 100 miles. But, however, we got swerved last week with a Dodger fan. But what's your MLB team of choice?
I'm a San Francisco Giants
fan.
There
we go. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
He's on it.
Big San Francisco Giants fan. I've been watching them since
I was a kid. Do we have any cash to hand him right now? I mean, that's, you know, real quick, Max, before I, and last thing that I have to ask you, and you know the feeling of winning. I mean, again, I even think back to the state tournament last year. I mean, that was so great to see that championship win against Gillette. But you know that you guys have a target on your back every time you step onto the field. As Coach Lane mentioned at the bash, hey, you know, we're kind of being a little disrespected this year because we're younger. And, you know, I mean, we got a mixture of younger and veteran talent coming back. But these guys up north, you know, it's going to be held at Gillette, the state tournament. Casper's pretty doggone good. It's like, hey, wait a minute. You guys have been kicking butt and taking names here over the last few years. Do you feel a little disrespected throughout the state?
I do. I definitely think that people underestimate who we are as a team and as a program. And I think this year is, I think we should just have an extra chip on our shoulder that, you know, we shouldn't be messed with. And we should definitely show the state that, you know, we're the top dog. We're the program that, you know, that we're just the program. That's basically it, hands down, that we got to just show everybody.
Absolutely. The final question for me, for you, Max, again, going back to the Giants, at least kind of fandom on that. But obviously, again, pitcher-catcher combination. Obviously, you have two select greats, in my opinion, there in San Francisco with one Buster Posey to kind of look at. Also, too, with Madison Bumgarner, what he does as a pitcher. But do you, obviously, again, learning from Jane and what Post Six has kind of taught you in your career, but do you kind of look up to anyone in the kind of pro level as well to kind of get some mechanics or kind of play style from someone in the pros, whether it's the Giants or any team across the league?
Yeah, my biggest, I guess, role model would have to be Yadier Molina as a catcher. You know, he has a defensive phenomenon for him, and he's just greatest arm. He can block. He's just a phenomenal player, and I just definitely look up to him, always looking for him for kind of some sort of drill to do or some sort of, you know, training on, you know, how to move my feet, how to position my arm, how to, you know, be a smart catcher. He's just been always been there with me since, you know, my father's a St. Louis Cardinals fan. You know, I've always watched him too, but yeah, no, he's definitely been one of those big role models for me to kind of look up to and, you know, learn from.
On the pitching side, I bet you probably emulate Johnny Cueto. I mean, he's got such great mechanics.
It's not too bad.
Johnny Cueto. No. You don't want to emulate Johnny Cueto. You want a guy that is...
He's solid. I still like him as a Giants pitcher.
He's like Pops here. He's got an arm that's got a big old scar on it right now.
Either way, though.
All right. Hey, Max, well, thank you so much for joining us here in the program. We wish you all the best this season, and good luck. Continued success with the Sixers. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. Thank you again to Tag Lane, too. Ty Lane, Pops. I'm always thinking about you, but I thank Ty for joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. We're back after these words.